Hi guys, this is Girl Little Bitch coming to you live from her bathroom because I don't know why I'm recording in here. I'm drunk, okay? And I got people visiting, so I guess this is the only fucking place I record. So I'm gonna do Belle's April Fool's questionnaire, and it's probably gonna be terrible because I'm pretty inebriated. So, okay, so let's read the little thing that she wrote first to give me some time to, you know, come back to me, sober up. This questionnaire is a bit different. By that, I mean that in order to answer the questions, and in the spirit of April Fool's Day, you must do the exercise described when you were recording your answer. We often hear GWA performers out of breath for one reason. Let's hear you out of breath for a completely different reason. Up for the challenge? Good. Okay. One, paraphrase your favorite fairy tale while doing crunches, sit-ups. You cannot stop doing crunches until you're finished with your fairy tale. Well, I don't really have a favorite fairy tale. Let's see. Let's do Hansel and Gretel, because that's the only one that's coming to mind. Also, because I'm pretty sure I could do that. So there's this dad, right? And one day his wife dies and they have two kids, and then he marries this fucking, like, see you next Tuesday of a woman. Oh good lord. Oh god, these crunches are killing a bitch. Oh god, Belle. And so winter is coming, all that good shit, you know. Stark motto, winter is coming, winter is here, alright? And his new shithead of a wife is like, hey, you gotta fucking, like, kill your kids or something, or, like, send them out, because we can't afford to take care of them. And he's just like, okay, because I guess the pussy's that good, you know, devil vagina magic or something. And so they go out into the woods, and, oh no, so their stepmom leads them into the woods, and Gretel is, like, the one woke bitch, and she's just like, yeah, of course something's fucked up, like, this ain't right, bro. And so she leaves, like, a fucking trail of... So there's a trail of breadcrumbs and then, like, something up and rocks or something. I don't know. But, like, it's food. The first two trails that she leaves are food, and the birds and all the wildlife eat it. And, oh, bitch, you made me do cardio. God, I'm drunk. So, like, the animals and the wildlife eat it, right? But, like, the third one, they don't eat. Anyways, so, like... I guess the stepmom knew about this witch or whatever, and so, like, she leads them deep into the forest, or maybe she, I don't know, who gives a fuck, right? You're not here for accuracy, I'm drunk. And so she leads them into the forest, and, like, they keep walking, and then they fucking find this gingerbread house, and these little bitches haven't eaten in fucking, like, in a cool minute. So they start eating this fucking candy house, because of course that's the first thing that you do if you're a kid and you see candy. Who gives a fuck if it's on the floor, you know? You're gonna eat some fucking candy. Oh god, if I start doing accents, I'm so sorry. I don't know what goes on. What's going on with me? And so this witch comes out and she's like, yo, and then she's like, oh, it's kids. Oh, hey, what's up? She invites them in and blah, 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 blah. And she, like, feeds them all this good food. And Gretel being the one woke bitch in this whole fucking story. This bitch got her third eye open, okay? She's just like, hey, bro, something right here. And she notices that there's, like, some bones or some shit. I don't know. It's been a while. I don't fucking remember this goddamn fairy tale. And... I'm gonna yada yada the, like, most important, like, most of this. Belle said paraphrase, ooh, these crunches are killing a bitch. It's mostly just, like, neck movements at this point. This bathroom is very small. Let's see. She's at the cover a little bit. Okay, and they, like, trick this bitch into, like, okay, so. This witch thinks she's about to eat these fucking kids, and then no, these kids are like, ha ha, bitch, you thought. And so they, like, trick her into going into the oven, and then they kill her, and, like, happily ever after. Oh, good god. Bitch, I'm dead. Belle, oh my god, I love you. I love your work. I got, like, such, oh my god, a platonic crush on you, but, like, whew, I'm already dead in the sippers question. Okay, I hope you guys enjoyed my drunk retelling of Hansel and Gretel, and I think, curiously, something cute, Cece. Another user, I was supposed to do this. I do the hard parts. And, oh my god, I don't even care. I don't even care anymore. You guys don't care. Whoever listens to this, Mako, if you listen to this, stop liking my voice, please. Do not.
my favor. Sing your national anthem while doing... Okay, the second one. Sing your national anthem while doing jumping jacks. Okay, let's see if I remember it. Okay. I'm American. America. Oh my god, okay. Whew. Okay. I have to put this somewhere. Okay. Oh, say, can you see by dawn's early light what's around me? Okay, hold on. By the twilight's last gleaming, whose bright stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight o'er the mountains we climbed, where surviving screaming. Oh, good God. Whew. And the rocks rock. Bursting in the air, came through the night. Butterfly was still there. Oh, say does the stars twinkle and bear yet away? Over the land of the free and the home of the brave. Ooh. Okay, I hope. Yeah, have fun with that. Okay. Tell us about the last meal you ate while doing side stretches. Okay. Thank you for giving me something easy. Oh, ooh. Ooh, I should not have drank this. I shouldn't have drank this much. Okay, cool. I had spaghetti. I was a little over sauce, if I'm being honest. And I had some vegetable and herb Ritz crackers and some hummus. And a lot of water. Whew, okay. Do you know what cat-cow is? If so, explain it while you do it. If not, tell us what you think it is while performing it to the best. Okay, cat-cow is a yoga pose. I know, because your girl does yoga. You know, albeit not very well. I like it, that's all that matters. Cat-cow. So, cat-cow, I think cat-cow. Oh, God. Oh, God, it is yoga. But I'm just so fucking drunk. So cat-cow, you're like gonna round out your shoulders and your back, and then you go in for cow, I think. Ooh, maybe. I don't know. Your girl's fucking up. Okay, so your butt is up for cow and everything else is leaned in. You're collapsed, okay? And then cat is basically opposite. Ooh, I hope you guys are getting all of this. Otherwise, I'm gonna sound like a jackass, okay? Yeah, and that's it. And it's stretching. Bell, did I get this right? Okay. Start running in place. Now tell us about your favorite piece of equipment on a kid's playground and why you like it. Okay. I really like swings. I like swinging and stuff. When I was a kid, my dad used to take us to the park, me and my siblings to the park, and he would push us, and after a while, you know, we got older, so we started pushing ourselves. And I remember, every time I go to the park, every time I'm around my home area, my hometown, I go to the local park, and they still have the original swings that my siblings and I used to swing on. Because God knows what the government is doing with all that fucking taxpayer money, you know? Fix up our parks, man. God, Leslie Knope would be ashamed anyways. I used to be obsessed, I'm still obsessed with going high, high, high. Well, not obsessed anymore, because I guess your girl is afraid of heights now. That's what happens when you get older, you become afraid of the things that bring you so much joy. You see where I'm going with this in a bit. So, I used to go high, 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 like at the peak of the swing, I would jump off the swing, and I'd be like in the air for a cool minute, for like a few seconds, and then I'd come down, and I used to be good at like getting really high, and then, phew, but I can't do that anymore, because I'm scared. Okay. Ooh. Kick your leg out in front of you, extend it, and try to touch your toes. Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. Did you succeed? I did. Okay. Bend over and try to touch the ground while singing some lyrics from a rap song. This dude named Michael used to ride motorcycles. Dick bigger than a tower. I ain't talking about apples. Real country ass. Let him play with his rifle. Pussy put his ass to sleep. Now he calling me Michael. If you guys don't count Nicki Minaj's rap, I don't want to be friends with you. Okay. Describe your dream vacation while freestyle dancing in place, okay? I would really like to go someplace. I guess I'm gonna sing too. I'd really like to go someplace really, really cold. I'd really like to go to England and not see the sun for like 3 weeks. That'd be super dope. Or maybe Australia or maybe New Zealand, cause they ain't got animals that will fucking kill me. No, I'm just kidding. Australia is lovely, so is New Zealand. Love Australia. I'd really like to do a food tour of the United States, so that's another vacation I want to take. Okay, so that's it. Pretend you are weightlifting 400 pounds and make the noise you imagine you'd make if the weight were real. Belle, you are like really trying to make everyone not like me because these are some gross ass noises. No, Belle, you're an angel. You're an angel. Okay. Fun fact, my bestie actually just deadlifted her own body weight, and I'm so proud of her. Okay. I can't do this. Okay. I can't do it. Okay. We're just going to pretend I'm not going to breathe during that. Okay. Take a deep breath and let it out. Do I feel accomplished? I do. P.S. I know this is silly slash dumb, so thanks for humoring me. I mean, girl, because we're not friends, I can't call you bitch. Girl, my motherfucking pleasure. I hope you guys enjoyed my drunk attempt at, this questionnaire. Yeah! Happy April Fool's Day!